Okay, so are you ready to go deep?
Oh, I'm always ready for a good deep dive.
Awesome. Because today, we're tackling Jade Thirlwall's new single, Angel of My Dreams.
Oh, this is going to be juicy, especially considering her background with Little Mix, right?
Right. I mean, formed on X Factor, years on the pop roller coaster, then boom, solo career, Angel of My Dreams. It feels like a statement, a deliberate message about all that. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely a statement. You know, starting out in a manufactured group and on a reality show, no less, has to have a huge impact on how you see fame, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of thrown into this world with not much control.
Yeah, like instant spotlight. And this song, it feels like she's grappling with that. Even in the chorus that love you and hate you back and forth, that's not your typical love song, is it?
No, not at all. It screams conflict, you know, that push and pull of fame. Like there's the allure, the excitement, even that line nice in the spotlight. But then she throws in the flip side.
Totally. The pressure, the demands, and it really hits you when she brings up all the material stuff. The cars, the houses, Gucci suits, the whole nine yards. There's even a fear of being tossed aside, ending up in the bin if she doesn't keep winning.
It's like she's laying bare the machinery of the industry, right? Like, especially as a woman in pop, your worth gets tied to all these external things. It's not enough to just be talented. You have to be this, like, product. You have to churn out hits.
And that pressure to be that product, it's got to be intense. There's this line, I don't know if you caught it, about selling my soul to a psycho. Man, that one hit me hard.
Intense is an understatement. That line, that's raw. And it suggests this feeling of manipulation being controlled by these unseen forces in the industry. Almost like those, what do they call it, Faustian bargains, sacrificing something for a shot at success.
Yeah, makes you wonder about control, especially in a group like Little Mix coming from that reality show environment. Okay, so let's shift gears for a second. She keeps mentioning the spotlight. There's the good feeling, but then this undercurrent of being let down in the dark. What do you think of that means?
Oh, yeah. That's a really interesting contrast. To me, it's like she's showing us how fame can be this dazzling but ultimately empty thing. Like it draws you in, makes you feel powerful, but then the lights go down and you're alone with the pressure, the constant scrutiny, and that angel, whether it's the industry, the fans, whatever, they move on to the next shiny thing.
That's a great point. And it makes me wonder, who is this angel anyway? Is it a person? The whole music industry, maybe even the fans, it's kind of ambiguous.
Yeah, I noticed that too. And I think that ambiguity is deliberate because it could be any of those things or all of them at once. It leaves it open to interpretation, right? So you could see it as her talking about the fickle nature of fans, or maybe it's a broader critique of how the industry uses up artists.
And that you don't care line, that refrain, it keeps popping up. Right.
Yeah.
It adds to this sense of frustration, this feeling of being used and unseen.
Exactly. It's not just about feeling like a product. It's deeper than that. It's about wanting real connection, to be recognized as a person, not just this persona the industry creates. And when that's missing, well, you get that disillusionment, that bitterness that bleeds through in the song.
Wow. I think we've really uncovered some powerful stuff here. So before we wrap up, what's the biggest takeaway for you from Angel of My Dreams?
You know, it's hard to pick just one thing, but for me, this song feels like Jade reclaiming her story. It's a statement about the cost of fame, especially coming from that manufactured pop group world. She's not shying away from the dark side, the manipulation, the pressure, the loneliness, but there's also this defiance, a refusal to be silenced.
Perfectly said. It really does make you think. I mean, her time in Little Mix, being molded in that reality show pressure cooker. How much did that shape this perspective? It really makes you consider how much those early experiences impact an artist's outlook on fame and the whole industry. It's definitely food for thought, right?
Definitely a lot to unpack there. A great deep dive.
For sure. And you know what? I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about, too.